Welcome. You're in the mix with Top Gay Music, brought to you by Ty Mitch Music and Media Entertainment, giving a voice to artists within the LGBT plus community. Now, here's your host, Ty Mitch.
Hello.
Hey,
what's going on? Yeah, like my phone had died. My bad.
It's okay. Guys, we have Blue Dreams on the phone. Welcome to Top Gay Music.
Yeah. What's going on? Thank you for having me. You hear me?
Where are you from?
I'm from Louisiana, but I was raised in Atlanta.
Okay.
Southside.
Louisiana? Okay, so yeah, how long have you been doing music?
I've been doing music for about 2.5 years now, like investing-wise, but as far as, like, you know, pursuing it just musically, like, as my art, I've been doing it since I was, like, 12, so, you know, always
in
the cafeteria, and, yeah, always in the cafeteria with the group, you know what I'm saying, like, shit, skipping class, out in the goddamn football field, rapping and shit like that, yeah.
Okay, so how do you identify?
I'm openly gay. Well, yeah.
Okay. All right. No, because I kind of like to clear that up because I don't want anybody to assume that you are one thing when you are not. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I feel that because I get that all the time. Like, every time I meet somebody new, like friends and shit, like they don't never know. Until, like, I tell them, and then when I tell them, they be like, oh, shit, for real, bro? Like, I would have never guessed that from you. But,
right.
Be kicking it.
I hate to assume.
Yeah.
So,
I feel you.
Yeah. So, when was the first time that you knew, like, music was the thing that you wanted to do? Like,
within myself, the first time I knew was, I said probably around the age of 15, I let somebody finally hear what, like, I had wrote down and shit.
Yeah.
Like, because that was the first time I ever really, like, written, like, a song. Like, instead of just a verse, I read a whole song. I let somebody hear it, and they was like, shit, bro, you need to put that down on something. And then I laid it down, and my brother was bumping that shit for the whole school year. Like, dead ass. Like, every time we pulled up to the school, he was bumping that shit. So, like, I was just...
That's dope.
You know, now I was feeling myself. And then, like, a couple of years ago, I had ran into this prophet at the gas station. I was chopping it up with my sister. And I was walking up to the line. And we laughing. And as soon as I looked over to, like, stand in line, dude in my chest, like, pointing dead in my chest, talking about, you got God on you. Bro, you was supposed to be in the music industry, bro. What you doing? He said, you been saying you was going to be rich for 3 years, bro. What's going on, bro?
And you didn't know him?
Nah, I ain't know that man from a can of paint. Never seen this nigga a day in my life. And then after that day, I ain't never see that nigga again.
What?
Never seen that nigga again.
Yes, prophets are real. And what you do with that information that he gave you?
Oh, yeah, most definitely it pushed me to push my pen a little bit more, you know, elevate, you know. Got to grow.
Right.
Get my shit together. I had enrolled in school, go to Full Sail University, you know, full-time student. Recording arts, all that good shit. So I can, you know what I'm saying, learn the business. Like, I know enough about the business, but, you know, we all got to know, like, behind the scenes. You know more, you get more.
Right.
You feel me?
Right. So where's Full Sail? Is Full Sail in Florida?
Yeah, Full Sail is in Winter Park, Florida.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It's, yeah.
I was actually going to go there when I was in high school. When I thought about going to college for music and stuff like that. But college ain't my thing, so I ain't going.
I feel you. College ain't for everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, it's cool to go for the experience. You know what I'm saying? It's cool to go for the experience and everything. But college ain't for everybody.
Because
trust me, shit, I be having my hard moments and shit like that too. So, you know what I'm saying? Shit, school ain't for everybody.
How old are you?
I'm 25.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so
everybody
you graduated from Full Sail?
No, I'm still enrolled.
Oh, you're still enrolled. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Dope. So you graduate this year or next year?
Next year.
Oh, okay. Well, congratulations. Stay in school. Finish and get your papers.
Now, I'm trying, you feel me? I'm trying so hard. It's hard to keep up, but you know, you got to do what you got to do, make shit work.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do. So, I like to ask my guests, what do you think about the relationship between the music industry and the LGBT community?
Honestly, I feel like we don't get enough light as we should. And the reason for that is because, like, I feel like it's something that they don't know how to understand. And don't get me wrong, I feel like we're coming upon our time, but they're trying to level it out to a piece where everybody can understand where we're coming from instead of just judging just off of our sexuality and shit like that. But also, like, I feel like most artists, instead of trying to find themselves, I feel like they create themselves out of something that somebody else has already created for themselves, if you get my drift, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, they somewhat copy off of their idols. Like, you know, it's always good to get creative, you know, it's always good to get creative. How can I put this?
Creative inspiration.
It's always, yeah, like inspiration or like a creative outlook of like what somebody else got going on and like try and turn it into your own. But when you take like a major piece of what they're doing and put it into your shit and you only adding a little bit of yourself, a little spark of yourself, it won't fly because they see what you're doing. And it's like at that point, everybody's just listening to your music and going to the actual artists that they remind you, like that you remind them of, and go and listen to them. So at that point, you really ain't even making no money. They making money.
All right. So they need to just, why not just be your authentic self, whereas nobody can duplicate that, then you're just copying somebody else that's already like, oh.
Facts. Because if you think about it, like within the music, we already got the Summer Walker. We already got the Ari Lennox and all of them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We already got the Nicki Minaj, the Beyonce and stuff like that. Like the main part about making music and making it in music is standing out. It's not about blending in, doing what everybody else is doing. I understand that everybody has, like this is what the culture is giving right now. You know what I'm saying? This is what's urban. This is what is in. But at the same time, standing out sometimes can make you bigger than everybody else that's in right now.
And
most of these people, they look up to their idols and shit like that. Like me, I have my idols that I've looked up to, you know what I'm saying, and all type of stuff like that. But I don't push it, like, too strong to where it's like, oh, yeah, I want to be exactly like that. You know what I'm saying?
I don't
push it that strong because, like,
you make it your own.
Many times you can give so much praise to somebody that you looking at that you want to be like, and then come to find out that they ain't shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, they fucked up, or, like, you might not even like the person when you meet the person in, like in real life.
Right.
Shit, you just know what they do. So it's just like, bruh, you know, I keep it real to myself, I keep it G, I keep it 100, and I just do what I do. And I put myself into my music because I know, yeah, appreciate it. I really appreciate that. I really appreciate
that. That's dope.
Like,
so what's the last project that you did?
My last project that I did was Hot Spot. I'm working on my EP right now. I ain't got no name for it. I'm really trying to, like, base down our name. I got three of them. I ain't going to really give them to you because, you know, shit, somebody going to pop that shit out. Like, yeah, that's the one. But I got three names right now that I'm thinking about. But, yeah, I'm working on my EP right now. I got two songs done. I'm trying to get at least three more done. I got a feature from my brother Richie Royal. I should have a feature from my brother, you know, CJ out in Dallas, Texas. I got a couple of things going. I got a feature from my sister, Blue. So, like, you know, yeah, Blue and Blue. Yeah, like, it's some good shit coming. Like, it's just been a minute because, you know, life, you know, we artists, but we grind. So, like, we still got a life, too. We still got shit to do, too. So, you know, shit. Especially when you ain't doing it with no team. When you're doing it with no team, like, I ain't got no team. So when I'm doing it with no team, like, I really have to make sure that everything is in play and at the point, like, precise for me to drop my shit. because I want to give out good quality music to my fans. I don't want it to be like no shit where they just listen to it and be like, yeah, that was cool, that was dope, but I would have like did this or I would have did that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I want them
quality
to like
over quantity.
Yes. Yes.
Dope. That's what's up.
Well, Erykah Badu said, I'm an artist and I'm sensitive about my shit.
Right.
That part.
That's literally a mantra of mine. Very sensitive.
Most definitely.
So what do you want to tell the top gay music community, our listeners and supporters? What is one thing that you want to leave with them?
One thing I want to leave with y'all is always be yourself. That's the best thing y'all can ever do. Everybody will love you. Like, everybody is going to love you for being yourself because everybody around you loves you for being yourself. There's going to be people out there that's going to be hating, you know what I'm saying? Let them hate. People always going to talk. That's all they can do is talk. Shit. If it ain't putting a check in your pocket, you shouldn't worry about it. But overall, hey, biggest thing coming, Blue Dreams. I'm out on the scene. I'm popping back up, and I'm coming for what's mine. You heard me? Yeah.
Yes, that part. Yes, yes. Where they can find you on social media? Put your social medias out.
You can find me on Victor VV, BLVV underscore DREVMZ. You can find me on Twitter at It's Blue, ITZ underscore BLVV. Find me on all music platforms, Blue Dreams, BLVVDREVMZ.
Dope. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for inviting me. I had such
Thank
a great
you
time
so much.
Talking to
you. Thank you so much. And we will talk. We'll talk soon. We'll definitely keep in touch. And definitely let me know when you drop some new shit. I'm about to look at the hot, what is it, Hot Shit? What'd you say this song was?
Hot Spot.
What is it? Yeah, Hotspot. I'm about to listen to Hotspot right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm about to listen to
Hotspot. I appreciate that. I'm
going to
definitely
keep
in touch with you guys.
Okay.
I appreciate that. I'm going to definitely keep in touch with you guys. And I definitely love to come back and, you know, do an interview again whenever you guys, you know, whenever you guys are ready.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, bro.
You've been listening to Top Gay Music, brought to you by Time Mitch Music and Media Entertainment, giving a voice to artists within the LGBT+ community. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Top Gay Music to get new, fresh weekly content. Until next time, never let your voice be silenced.